You know how I love my Lenny the Laser? You know, almost kiss him to death because he's the best thing in my life. Yep. Don't owe any money on him.
Hey, come on. You've got kids and a wife, mate. You've got to ease it up a bit.
That's the mechanical thing I love. Of course, you know, love my missus and love my kids. Kiss them
Alfie,
to death.
The dog.
Well, yeah. Alfie gets a kiss too. I do balk at having to spend money, though, as you know, and I had to spend, nearly, $400 or $500 on getting Lenny's radiator redone, which irked me because it just, do I have to spend that sort of money? The thing that got me was $170 for the radiator, $213 for labour, thank you very much. I'm like, geez, these mechanics really, are they taking me for a ride or what?
But I think that's cheap. I mean, what do you know about replacing a radiator?
Well, my young bloke said to me, I'll have a go, Dad. And I thought, no, let's just get it done properly and professionally. The only sort of mean thing I'd have to say to my mechanic is that he didn't check the radiator lid. It had a hole in it and it was actually leaking out steam it was leaking out steam for a few days afterwards. And I thought, you haven't done the repair properly. Took it back. You know, have you done the pressure test? Have you checked all the hoses? They went and did it straight away. They stopped everything and got it done, which I do praise them for. Mm-hmm. But, my God, $213 for labour and then...
Yeah, but like I said, do you know how long it takes to do that?
Well,
it could take them a few hours, Bilks, to do that.
He explained to me they've got to get under there, they've got to pull the engine apart and they've got to pull the front bit off. And when he explained it to me, I thought, okay, that takes time.
Yeah.
So, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because I was about to do a current affair investigation. I thought, you know what? I'm going to get this guy and I'm going to call him out as a dodgy mechanic. And then in the end, when he actually, he stopped everything.
I was going to say, surely you weren't.
No, I wanted to. I wanted to say, listen, mate, you are dodging me up here big time. But take it back to get it sorted. Dropped everything and got it fixed up straight away while I waited. So
I think you've got to admit, you do have that sort of skeptical personality, don't you?
Yeah.
Where you and I don't know whether that's to do with being a little bit miserly or whatever, which you admit.
Just have a concern about unnecessary spend. All right.
but maybe so. I've got other people in my life that are definitely like you, Bilks. They're sort of, they're really worried about. They don't want to part with their coin, so they just presume everyone's kind of ripping them off or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they're uber worried about that.
Yeah.
When at the end of the day, that's not the case. Most people are quite honest.
Well, what about this? Rob was telling me the other day that he noticed his car smelled funny. All right, this happened 2 years ago, he mentioned, because I was talking about what's going on with my car, and he said, look, he actually looked into the interior of his car.
Yep.
It was spotless, so no problem there. He said, where is the smell? What is going on there? Anyway, goes to refill his washing fluid, for the wipers.
Yeah.
Finds in there a Sanger. There's a Sanger lodged between the motor and the splash guard. That's what was causing the smell. So someone had taken a lunch
break. A toasted sandwich.
Someone had taken a lunch break in the mechanics and just left it there. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
He had a laugh over it. I said, mate, I would have taken it back. He goes,
you would have.
He said, move the sandwich. It was fine. The smell
you would have
went.
Taken it back. You would have wanted a new motor and you would have said, I'll also have a toasted sandwich.
But what about this? My Auntie Val had a Ford Focus service and apparently opened the bonnet a few months afterwards, not that she would open it, straight away, and found a wrench had been in there since it had been, been looked at. This was about 6 months later. And again, she took it back to the mechanics and they gratefully accepted the tool back and no harm done.
Yeah. Well, at least it could have been worse. It could have been a scalpel, gallbladder
yes,
or something.
Yes, well, that's happened
that's
too, hasn't
bad.
It?
That's not bad. I'd rather have a toasted sandwich in my car engine.
But, my mates were saying to me, look, you want to rip on this guy, but he did the right thing by you.
That's
so
right.
Don't use the word dodgy with him because let's face it, there are so many dodgy mechanic stories we hear out there that they're almost passe, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know what? I feel sorry for industries like that. That people just presume that they're getting ripped off. I mean, because we don't have that knowledge. I actually genuinely do feel sorry for mechanics and industries like that because, as you've admitted, Bilks, you definitely more err on the side of, they're rorting me. When I reckon a lot of the time they would throw in a lot of their labour for nothing because... they like the person or, they're worried
about...
they want the repeat business. Yeah. Exactly right. So...
rather than have a whinge about dodgy mechanics, how about...
Yeah, praise your mechanic.
Praise your mechanic, Zinc family. Any mechanics deserve praise for going that extra mile? Did they remove the sandwich from the motor guard in there or did they take the wrench out? I mean, we want to hear about them this morning because it's too easy to down mechanics, but there's plenty out there.
Here you go. I'm going to praise one straight up.
Yeah.
So my daughter's partner, Scott... He was a mechanic. He's not doing it anymore because he's in another job. but he constantly fixes stuff for us. So there you go, straight up. I'm praising Scott.
Good on you,
there
Scott.
There you go. He's a good mechanic.
What do we got there, JD? Who are you praising today, mechanic-wise?
Derek's Mobile Garage.
Derek's Mobile Garage.
Where are they?
Mate, he's mobile. He goes all around the Noosa area and Gympie.
Awesome.
Very, love a good mobile mechanic. Efficient. What's good about him? What does he do that goes above and beyond?
He's very, very time efficient.
Yep.
Like, I know quite a bit myself and know how long it takes to do some stuff, and I'm amazed at how quickly he does jobs and doesn't charge up, and doesn't even charge. I think he only charges about $80 an hour.
So you know a bit of stuff yourself, so you don't mind using someone else, even though you've got the knowledge.
Yeah.
Great
especially
work,
especially when it comes to new cars.
Yes.
I dabble with old stuff.
Yep.
Classic cars.
Well, they got the computers in. It's like you just wouldn't even go near it.
That's right.
All awesome, right. JD. That's lovely. Shout out to Derek.
Emily, who are you praising this morning mechanic-wise?
Mechanic-wise, it would have to be Cole from Cole's Motor Clinic in Gympie.
Cole from Cole's Motor Clinic. Awesome.
What's he doing for you?
So I took my 99 Prado on, in which I still have. It's an awesome car. Full rehaul all over the motor, air filters, the whole lot. And he rung to let me know that both my swing arms under the car had snapped in half.
Yeah, what?
Mm-hmm. Swing arms?
The swing arms under the car.
Underneath.
So I was, righto, mate. Problem is I can't afford to fix it. And he told me how dangerous it was, so I was going to have to park it up. And he went down to his own house and got the swing arms out of another car and welded them up so that they would fit mine so that I could get around until I could afford to fix it myself.
Oh, what an absolute legend.
Thank you, Emily.
That is so lovely. Thank you, Emily.
Make sure you make him some lunch or some scones, all right?
No problem.
Good on you.
That's lovely.
Melissa.
Shout out to Cole.
Melissa, who are you shouting out to?
Good morning, good morning. I'm giving a hoy out to Gympie Mechanical. Clint, who owns the shop and does all the work there, always has a smile on his face, just does everything for you.
Beautiful, Melissa. Clint from Gympie Mechanical.
I want more than a smile. Does he do any work?
He does great work. He's just fabulous. And he says, I hate working on your car, Melissa, because I need little hands to get in those little spots. But he does it anyway. And he's just a marvellous man. He's got big hands. And you know what they say about big hands?
Don't go there.
They've got big gloves.
Only you would
great
think that.
Great work, Melissa.
No, Clint with the big hands. He's just a marvel, and he's just, everybody loves him, and he's just bend over backwards for you.
Oh, beautiful. And you know what? I bet you he loves you too.
Yes, he even takes you home on the motorbike if you can't take in the car.
Oh, well,
which is marvellous.
Sure where that was going.
Thanks, Melissa.
She is. Liquid gold. And actually, you know who else I'm going to give a quick shout out to is Shane and the crew at Gympie Motor Group, because they are so lovely.
Yes, yes.
Honestly, they take the time to explain things to you. So, I'm giving a shout-out to them as well.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you,
Duncan. GMG,
all of the crew there, beautiful girls that work there as well.
GMG keeps me in the Bundy Cordial and you in your, whatever.
What? What do you mean, keeps you in the Bundy Cordial?
Well, they sponsor the show.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm not getting any of that.
No, you're not.
No.
Never going to share with
you.
No,
not about that, Bilks. It is honestly, it's about credit where credit's due, isn't it? They are really, really, they take the time to explain things to you. And I think and that's one thing. Imagine poor mechanics that have to justify and get sick of people.
Yeah, people like me.
Exactly, that expect an explanation. They should actually charge you an extra 10 minutes of their time for having to explain.
Don't go there, no way.